This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. As it is our pleasure now. We'll be back to the phones in a minute. But as we do a couple Wednesdays a month, every month, we get the opportunity to talk to the Phillies manager, Rob Thomson. What a thrilling day to have Rob on today, coming off just another thrilling night down at Citizens Bank Park. Good morning, Rob. How are you, sir?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing great. Yeah, it was very exciting last night. It really was.
Yeah, and what, Rob, what is it about this team and this group of guys that it seems like they always fight back, even if they don't get there? We saw the Nationals games, you lose by one run each of those, but you fight back in the ninth inning. It seems like this team is never out of a baseball game. Like, what is that? What is it about this group?
It's just the character of the group, I think. You know, they just keep fighting. They keep grinding at bats, and they hate to lose. I've said it many times, it's a very resilient club. We were that way that last year and the same this year. They never give up.
Are they more dramatic than most teams you've been around?
Like
flair for the dramatic, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it on purpose. Because if they are, they're going to give me a heart attack. It's just a great group to be around. Like I said, they really support each other and they care about each other and they just keep fighting.
Right. So last night, Taiwan started slowly again. Why does Taiwan tend to start so slowly? And really, I guess all of our pitchers as of late.
Yeah.
The first inning has been nightmarish. And what are you trying to do to fix this? And why does it seem to happen?
Well, I think it's just a little bit of a spurt we're going through here. You know, it really started with Wheels in the Little League game, and then Knowles gave up a run the first inning of his start, and then Taiwan last night. But they all settled in and pitched well and gave us a chance to win. So that's what you're looking for. You know, I'd like to get out of the first inning, especially at home, without the other team scoring, give us a chance to get on the board quick. So, but that's the way it is. And we just keep fighting.
Speaking of Nola, you mentioned him in that answer, and we saw a really nice outing from him, to start this series in a big spot. You know, struggles early, but then really pulled together and gave you seven strong. Obviously up and down, a lot of down for Aaron this season, and was coming off a streak of, what, three or four straight starts, not getting out of the fifth. Did you see something in this most recent start that could potentially be something that he can – you know, carry forward? What hope is there that Nola is turning this around for the stretch run?
Well, I think, you know, Knowles tends to try to be too fine at times. He's got great command, and when he tries to be too fine, you know, he loses his own. He gets behind the count, then he gets into fastball counts. But I think, he was pounding the zone the other night and changing speeds, even behind in the count, which that's what he needs to do. And I was really encouraged by his start the other night. And I think people forget, you know, this guy's, he's logged more innings than any of our starters this year. He punches out 9.5 guys a game. He doesn't walk anybody. You know, he's given up the home run, and that's been kind of his bugaboo this year. But other than that, he's really pitched well.
Rob, August August Bryce has been awesome. He's been almost like the playoff version of himself, you know, full power and locked in. What has Bryce done to elevate his level of play in August?
Well, I think it's just his, his swing. He didn't really have a spring training this year, and so he started off a little bit slow, and I think he's found his swing now. He's getting the ball up in the air. He's not smothering the ball like he was early in the year, and he's using the entire field. And when Bryce does that, because he can hit the ball out of any park, any field of any ballpark. So when he does that, that's when he's at his best, and that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah. We spoke to you a while back about your ideal leadoff hitter. What needs to take place for Trey Turner to take hold of that leadoff spot?
Probably Schwarber to get hurt.
Wow. Mm. So it's just Schwarber is locked in, and that's it.
He's going to stay there for a while. I mean, good. This right. Guy's, he gets on base. He's a threat from the first pitch of the game. So it kind of gets the other team on their heels a little bit. And, obviously the power's there. And the other thing that comes into play is the back end of our lineup is really getting on base. So then you turn it over to the top, and now you got this power guy. So, when you talk about a leadoff hitter, it's really – he's leading off really once a game.
Yeah.
After that, he becomes, just part of the lineup. So that's where I'm at with it. And ever since we put him back in the leadoff spot, we've won.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
That's probably the best argument there is for it. We win games when he's in the leadoff spot. Speaking of winning games, Rob, we're heading, obviously, last week of August here, September on the horizon. And literally since you got here, I mean, you came here with Gabe, had the 2 years with Gabe, the Girardi years, and then get your own opportunity to manage the team. But the entire time, even last year until the very last moments of the season, we've had September struggles. It felt like this team, each of those years, has entered September in a good to great spot. Even the Gabe years in a solid spot coming in September, and then the wheels kind of come off in September. Why is this September going to be different?
I think we're just a better club. We got better, we have better players. This is the best group that I've been around, especially since I've been to Philadelphia. But I think we've done a pretty good job of resting guys and so that they're ready for the stretch run. I think we've done a pretty good job of giving our starting pitchers 5 days rest as much as we can to make sure that they're rested for the stretch run. So, and every team is different. we've probably turned over, 15-20% of our roster. So those guys weren't here the last 4 or 5 years. So I expect us to keep winning. I really like where we're at right now. We're starting to swing the bats consistently. Our rotation is really good. As you know, we're going to get Ranger back soon. And our bullpen's been fantastic for almost the entire year. So I really feel really good about this group.
Real quick as a follow-up there, Ranger, it seems like you're pretty confident it shouldn't be a long stay on the IL for him.
Yeah, no, he threw out to 120 feet last night.
Great.
I'm not sure when he's going to get up on the mound again, but he's feeling a lot better. He's moving around a lot better. So, and we still really don't know what happened, whether it was the turf in Toronto or he did something shagging during batting practice. We're not really sure, I think he's going to be back pretty soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Speaking of the injury updates, Christian Pache, very close to coming back, the rehab assignment looking good. But Rojas has done a really nice job, certainly defensively. I mean, elite defense, and obviously Pache gives you elite defense too. But have you guys, started to discuss what happens there when Pache's back?
Yeah, we have. And, we on September 1st, we get to add an extra player and an extra pitcher for September. So, you know, that makes it pretty easy, really. But, yeah, we're talking about lineups and how we utilize these guys, because we got three really plus defenders now with Rojas and Marsh and Pache when Pache's back. So that that gives us some really good options at the end of games to you know, run balls down.
Yeah, I mean, Pache and Rojas, literally two of the best defensive outfielders I've ever seen in a Phillies uniform in my lifetime. Rob, you had a really interesting answer. You were asked about Gabe Kapler prior to the first game of the series and what you had kind of learned when you were with Gabe, and you talked about analytics and how you had learned, you know, the use of analytics from Gabe, but how important it was to you to have a balance between analytics and a gut feel and all that. Can you go a little deeper into that and kind of tell us, because I know that's something that comes up. I mean, the word analytics has been said on WIP a million times over the last 10 years with anger and fury and all that. Can you give us a little insight into how you balance that and how you can kind of use analytics in certain ways and use your gut in other ways?
Okay. Yeah. So I'll give you this example. So the numbers may tell you that you need to pinch hit for, say, Johan Rojas in the fifth inning. And so, and that might be true, but what does it do to Johan? How does it affect his confidence that, you know, your manager doesn't believe in you even in the fifth inning? So I take that into account. I take the feelings of the player, the confidence of the player into account, sometimes despite the numbers. And I just think it's so important to develop players, to develop trust, to keep them confident. But sometimes you go against the numbers just for the player's sake.
That's fascinating, and that makes all the sense in the world to me. I'm one of my big things is athletes are humans too. I know we always think they're robots to go out and play for us, but no, that's really fascinating. All right, one more for you, Rob, because it's really the last 3 weeks it's become a theme with the team after the ovations for Trey. I know we've talked to you about those ovations and what it meant to the team and the players, but it keeps coming up and it keeps happening. I mean, last night after the game, Trey said, you know, it turned my season around for me, in his own words. Like, can you talk a little bit about what a crowd can do for a team and the like tangible thing that it can do for a team? Because it feels like something that's kind of hard to grab onto. It's like, yeah, we're rooting for you and cheering you, but what that actually does for you guys and for the team.
Yeah, it just energizes the players. And I think when our fan base stood up for Trey, it not only changed Trey's season, but in some ways it changed everybody's season, because, you know, this is a group that it's really tight knit. They care about each other. Nobody likes to get booed, but it's part of the game. You got to deal with it. But everybody felt for Trey because they knew how hard he was working, how hard he was trying. And so when that happened and then he broke out, I think everybody just sort of loosened up a little bit. And last year, I talked to a friend of mine who was on the coaching staff of one of the clubs that we played in the playoffs. And I talked to him after the World Series was over and everything slowed down. And I was asking about our crowd and the energy in the ballpark. And he said, you know, it affected our team so much. It was just like 4 hours of hell when we walked out on that field. And that's what it does. It not only energizes us, but it can intimidate the opposition as well. Cause our fan base is, as you know, they're more passionate than anybody.
You're damn right.
Anybody.
Rob, no, that's and look, it's really cool for us as fans. You know, I know that I speak for the fan base when it's like, you know, that reciprocation. You cheer for teams. It's very rare that the team tells you how much they love you. So just let the whole team know we appreciate them. We let Richie said it before. There's a real love affair right now with the Phils, and it's been really exciting to watch. So, Rob, thank you so much for taking the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Rob.
Awesome.
Take care.
Awesome stuff. Nice guy, man.
Wow.
I mean, just a solid. But I do think, and we've been doing a lot of, you know, we've done a lot of interviews in our time in the middays and here, and we've done a lot of these manager or team official interviews or player interviews or whatever. if he feels about as honest and open as a team official that I think we've ever spoken to. Am I right about that?
I'll say.
Yeah. Like, he tells you how he sees it.
Pretty forthright with everything. Yeah. I mean, we asked him, what's it going to take for Trey Turner to lead off? And he said, Kyle Schwarber getting hurt.
Getting hurt. Like, that's it. He just shut that
Cut
down.
To the chase. Yeah. Wow. He said a lot of things that were really powerful. I mean, he flat out told us, I expect us to keep winning.
Yep. Yep.
That's okay.
Cool.
I'll take that.
He literally just told us at the end, it wasn't just Trey Turner who sees it. It turned around our whole team season.